Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's successful real estate professional as they share it with you. Let's go.
A quick word from our sponsor, 24 Sound. 24 Sound is technically an audio production company, but they're way more than that. They're there to help you grow your business from audiobooks to podcasts and everything in between. They're flawless as sound engineers, and they're strategic as business partners. Visit them at 24sound.com. You can also email them at hello@24sound.com. And of course, as a Best Ever listener, you'll get a Best Ever discount. Mention Best Ever, and you'll get a 20% discount on your first product.
Hello, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Ben Gray. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. And Best Ever listeners, in case you didn't notice, Ben is Australian and really excited to have him on the show today. He's based in New York City, but he helps international investors, primarily Australians, but international investors, invest in the United States. His company is American Properties International. He's the founder of it, and he matches up international investors with turnkey American investment property. So today on the Best Ever Show, he's not only going to tell us how to build a business from scratch, but also specifically honing in on how to raise and structure international investor accounts whenever they're bringing in their money to the United States so that they can invest in U.S. properties. So with that being said, Ben, can you give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more background on your experience and what you're focused on now?
Yeah, sure, sure. So like you say, I've always been a little bit of an international character. You know, I started out when I was younger, I had a degree in IT and I sort of traveled the world doing IT consultancy work and sort of playing a little bit of semi-professional poker on the side to keep myself flush when I was between contracts. And long story short, I ended up landing in the US, working a contract, and I'd always been a real estate investor in the past, you know, used my income to, you know, invest in property. And I started looking at some of the deals that were available in the US at the time. This was, you know, around 2009. And compared to Australia, especially, that I was most familiar with, properties were five times cheaper, three times the returns, and I frankly couldn't believe it. Long story short, I sold up everything I had in Australia, started buying up in the US, And then I started showing some of my family the deals that I'd obtained, and they went bananas for them. I started helping them out. Then I started helping out some friends, and lo and behold, a business was born. And, you know, the challenge therein was being able to bring someone who had absolutely no footprint in the US, so no social security number, no bank accounts, no credit history, none of that stuff, and bring them into the United States and establish everything that they'll need to be able to actually put an offer on a property and own a property. So that was the biggest part of the puzzle that needed to be solved, so to speak. And I think that's what you know, you're most interested in talking about, if I understand you correctly.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that is a topic that we haven't discussed on the Best Ever Show yet. And that's, how do you help an international investor get set up in the United States so that he or she can invest in the United States? Because right now there's all sorts of opportunity for investors to raise money, both domestically and internationally. And from a domestic standpoint, that has its own challenges and, you know, things that we have to know the ins and outs of. But from an international standpoint, that's a whole nother wrinkle. And I thought it'd be very, very good to have you on the show and talk a little bit about, how do you set up international investors in the United States so that they can take their money and invest in US property?
Yeah, absolutely. So when a client signs up with us, we'll run them through a specific process that you know, knocks off all of the things along the way that they need to knock off to be able to do that. So first up, they're going to need to get an ITIN number, which is an individual taxpayer identification number. It's the equivalent of a social security number for a non-resident. And, you know, I won't go into the details of that process too much, but, you know, that's one of the things you'd have to do. You can find out more about that online. Anyway, after that, we'll get them connected with an accountant, and the accountant will then be able to handle their US side tax questions and also file a W-8 ECI form, which is a form that technically property managers have to withhold income when they pay it out to a foreign national. By filling out this form, long story short, they don't have to make that withholding. You get all the money in your pocket. So there's that. And then we'll help them traditionally get set up with an LLC. And in doing that, we'll have to find out where it is they want to invest, what it is they're trying to achieve, you know, whether it's a case they just need a single member LLC or they need something more complicated. And we'll connect them with the right lawyer who can properly advise them on that. We'll also get them set up with a foreign exchange account so that they can transfer money between the US and Australia or the US and Canada for rates much cheaper than the banks. You don't want to go to your, you know, high street bank, you know, your Wells Fargo, whatever it might be, and use them to make a transfer of, you know, 100,000, half a million, whatever it might be. They'll give you horrible rates, they'll charge you horrible fees, and they don't really have great services. So we get them connected with someone who can do that much better. And we'll also get them connected with either a bank account or the foreign exchange provider that we use has pool accounts that function in an extremely similar way to bank accounts, and they'll be able to use that. So touching on that point, bank accounts are very hard to establish for foreign nationals in the United States unless they're physically present. So up until even sort of 6 months ago, a year ago, it was quite possible. But, you know, with the Patriot Act, know your customer legislation that banks have to follow, that's more and more challenging. And it's at the point now where you'd have to have your client come to the United States to actually get a bank account. But with those things in place, that's more or less all you need to be able to put an offer on a property and make a purchase. You know, there's more that comes along with it if you want to consider financing, other things like that, you know, and I know we discussed that with you, Joe. We could talk about a million different things, I'm sure. But
yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting that there's the step-by-step process that you just went through. How did you come up with that process, or how did you identify it? Because clearly the existing policies came up with it. But how did you identify all those steps in the process? And is there a rule book that you followed in order to find those steps, or was it trial and error?
A little bit of both, to be honest. So I knew that I knew at a high level some of the steps that needed to be completed. I didn't necessarily know the exact order, and the devil's always in the detail, knowing how long each component might take to complete, you know, the real reasons why you need to do it. You know, it's one thing to know that you should perhaps get an ITIN. It's another reason to know exactly why you should have it. So long story short, it was a lot of trial and error. I spoke to a lot of different people who had a small piece of the puzzle. So I spoke to a lawyer who'd once dealt with a client from Ghana, and I spoke with an accountant who once had a customer from the UK. And then I spoke with Australians who had successfully invested in the US and found out a little bit more about what they did and started to build a picture in my mind. And from there, I started to systematize that and, you know, turn it into a process, turn it into something repeatable, consistent, and then ensure, of course, that, you know, we were meeting all of the, you know, legal and taxation and other sort of guidelines and laws that we'd have to meet along the way.
So based on your experience working with international investors on a regular basis, identifying this process and implementing the process for your clients whenever your international clients want to buy a turnkey property from your company, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
So it's basically to think globally. You know, gone are the days where you can, I think, invest in your backyard and that can be your only sort of community, your only world. You really need to sort of you know, embrace diversity, try and have friends from a wide circle and of many different backgrounds, and also try to think, you know, you can learn a lot from just the different ways they view investments, the different opportunities they have in their countries, and potentially the opportunities you have in your country that you can share with them. And also think about, you know, diversifying your own holdings and having assets in multiple countries. Heaven forbid you have some trouble in the United States. If you've got your assets also in Australia, you can rely on that, and vice versa. So, you know, think globally, I guess, is my advice.
And coming from you, I don't, I'm not surprised by that advice.
I thought I'd make it topical.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
I think I am. Let's go for it.
All right. Best ever book you've read.
Okay. And this one you've probably heard of before, but 4-Hour Work Week by Tim Ferriss.
Yes, I have. That's a fantastic book. And it's one that gives very practical advice on how to systematize your business and your life.
It's all about working smart, not hard. You know, that's the key takeaway I get from that book.
Yes, yes. It's not the amount of hours that you work in the day. It's how effective you are within those hours. And best ever listeners, I know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get a free audio version of that book or a book like that. Just go to freebesteverbook.com. All right, Ben, best ever personal growth experience and what you've learned from it.
Okay, so I'm going to get this one a little bit personal, and I'm going to make it international as well in keeping with the theme. So when I was 25, I moved to Canada for a girl, and things went well for a couple of months and then went absolutely horrible. And long story short,
You didn't like hockey?
You know what? I loved hockey. I'm Australian. I'd never seen such violence on a pitch that was sanctioned and allowed by the referees. So hockey was not the problem. And I won't get into the problems, but long story short, things really didn't work out. And all of our mutual friends were forced to delete me from Facebook. I was in a foreign country with no house. I'd only just got a job, so I didn't even have any you know, money behind me. It took me a while to actually get that contract, so I was sort of on the ropes. And I was staying in a 8-person hostel room dorm. I was waking up at 6:30 in the morning and putting on my suit just when all of the travelers were coming home drunk. And I was walking to work because I didn't have enough money for a taxi or the train. And, you know, being professional and, you know, doing a very professional job. Of course, it was, you know, on the surface, that's what it looked like, but it was a very, very troubling time. Long story short, I managed to get myself back on my feet in, you know, a month or two, and found a great house that I could stay in with a really good roommate, and we watched hockey, you know, every other night. He liked the Edmonton Oilers, and I liked the Calgary Flame, so there was that hostility in the house that made it just that little bit more fun. Like I said, I was getting very personal here, but it was an international experience. It's just, you know, keep on moving through. No matter how bad things get, no matter how, you know, tough it might seem at that specific moment in time, it's really just a drop in the ocean, and, you know, keep on battling, and everything works out well. And for me, I had a great time in Canada after that.
Best ever success habit you practice.
So I'm taking two here. And the first one is decide what you want, not what you think is possible. So decide what you want and work backwards. If you want a yacht that sails the Caribbean, you know, 6 months of the year, whatever it is, decide how you're going to get that. Don't decide if it's possible or not. And my second one is never stop learning.
Best ever deal you've done.
So I've got to say, getting my business set up. So it's not a specific one deal, but, you know, defining that process that we talked about, building the supplier network of turnkey properties, of, you know, international tax accountants, international lawyers, being able to persuade them that they want to do business with this, you know, fresh-faced 30-year-old at the time, and, you know, packaging it all up and making it pretty and being able to reel in some clients. You know, for me, that's certainly the best deal.
Best ever quote.
Okay. This one is from Lewis Carroll, Through the Looking Glass, which ultimately became Alice in Wonderland in a movie. And it's by the Red Queen, who is a representative of a chess piece, which is, now here, you see, it takes all the running you can do to keep in the same place. If you want to get somewhere else, you must run at least twice as fast as that.
How have you applied that quote in your life, and what's it mean to you?
So if you play the game according to everyone else's rules, you know, according to the, you know, evil genius of the Red Queen, as it may have been, you're never going to get anywhere. And just running as fast as you can isn't going to get you to the finish line. You've got to think outside the box. You've got to be willing to take chances. And that's the only way you're ever going to actually, you know, achieve what you want in life.
What would you say is the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
When I was very young, when I was first starting out in real estate, I got involved with a property with some family members. And it was a case of a very close family member had broken up with their partner, and they had a half share each in a property. Or actually, it was a third share with another family member, and they needed someone to take it over. So rather than look at it as a real estate investment and run the numbers and really think about it, I sort of let emotions get in the way, jumped in and said, sure, I'll get in on that property. And the information that was provided to me about what the expenses were going to be and what the costs were going to be was extremely optimistic, let me put it that way. And it really, really drained me at a time when I didn't have you know, a lot of funds being a younger guy. And eventually I got out of it, and you know, I didn't end up doing extremely badly. But for a while there, it was yeah, really killing me. So, you know, don't let emotion get in the way. You know, even if you're going to do something with family to help them out, you know, make sure that you're also protecting your own interests.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Ben, what's the best ever place to reach you?
So I can be reached through www.americanproperties.com.au. And you can also reach me through ben.gray@americanproperties.com.au. I'm more than happy to help out any of the listeners if they have any questions about any international investors that, you know, they're trying to secure some money from.
Well, thank you so much, Ben. This has been incredibly informative, especially for the best ever listeners who are interested in bringing in international money for their deals and outlining the step-by-step process for them. And then also, you know, you've got your own company. You started out in the last, you know, 12, 18 months, and you're making things happen, and you're building, you know, an international powerhouse. And I'm fortunate to have you on the show and very grateful for that. And thank you so much. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Hey, you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then head to joefairless.com, where there are tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And if you want Joe to personally help you reach your goals, then go to the Work with Joe tab on joefairless.com and apply to, well, Work with Joe.